Okay, let's begin. We have some interesting things. Let's start. We're on the page that says Lamed Zayin. There are two pages. One page it says Lamed Zayin. I ran out. Just to this page. Just take one this way. Where it says Lamed Zayin on the top. Tziur Diyuk Noi Shalaviv. Okay, Gedolim Pictures. It's $1 million business. Go into a Judaica store, they have Gedolim Pictures. They keep on changing every year, the Gedolim Pictures. They have cards, they have pictures, they have Gedolim Pictures. I once walked into a Judaica store and I saw a picture and I said, what? He's from the Gedolim? Okay, sometimes you're taken aback. And who are the new Gedolim? Is there an inyan of hanging up in your home Gedolim pictures? Or let's even take a step back. Is there an inyan of hanging up pictures of your parents, of your family, in your sukkah, in your home? So fascinating, he writes here, there is. And it comes from last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, Yosef HaTzadik was just about ready to give in to the Yetzer Hara. Vayovo Yosef, Vayhi Hayoim, Vayovo Yosef, El Beisoy, Vaisa La Sois Malachto. Yosef went to the Bais to his Malach. According to one interpretation of Chazal, Malachto means, it's a euphemism, he was about to do the Avera, he gave in to his Yetzer Hara, and suddenly the Demus Diyuknoi of his father appeared Bachaloin in the window and spoke to him, or at least spoke in his mind. What it means is not clear. Yeah, Yosef, you're going to do this, do you realize what you're going to forfeit? And this image that he saw of his father and this conversation that he had, I guess in his mind, this conversation prevented him from doing an Avera. So he says over here, just to sum up these three paragraphs, that's really what Gedolim Pictures are all about. When you walk around at home and you see a picture of your father, or you see a picture of your Rebbe, or you see a picture of someone that you respect, it makes an impression. Would my Rebbe approve of me doing what I'm about to do? Would he approve of such a thing? It's a polite reminder. And that's what he says, there is something to it. There's definitely something to having a picture of a tzaddik in your presence at all times. Kosav akav ha-yoshav, hineh ha-magid nosan l'harav beis yosef zatzal eitzo againis, the Rav. Now, I don't know who this is. The Magid is the Malach, right? The Beis Yosef learned with a Malach. Every night, a Malach came to teach the Beis Yosef Torah. Like the Beis Yosef embraced the Malach, and he wrote a Sefer, the Magid Yesharim. The Gra was offered the same opportunity. The Malach came to teach the Gra, and the Gra said, "See you later, buddy. I don't want to learn with you. I want to learn on my own. I want the reward of the Anelos. I don't want to learn from a Malach." But the Beis Yosef accepted the Malach. The Magid is the Malach. Nosan l'Rav Beis Yosef Zatzal Eitzo Hagenes Kedei Shelo Yovei Ha'odam L'Dei Hachet Yitzayer Ki'ilu. You should picture in your mind Ki'ilu Diyuknoi Shel Ova Medes Dofan. Picture in your mind as if your father is sitting in front of you. Shehevi Rayim Yosef Atzadik Shebikesh Lishkaf Im Eishes Patifar V'ayayayam. Right, the passage we mentioned before, V'nizdamein Le'enov Diyuknoi Shel Oviv U'perash Yosef Me'achet. And Yosef he held back. V'yoyed Remes B'toroseinu HaKadoshosh Deshe Esev Mazria Zera. So he says, what is Deshe? Unbelievable. Could I this whole thing just for this? What is Deshe? Deshe is Rosh Etevos. Rosh Etevos Diyuknoi Shel Aviv. Family portrait. Look at a picture. Look at the picture. Deshe Diyuknoi Shel Aviv. And what are the next words? The next words are Esev Mazria Zera, who Esev Toiv, this Diyuknoi Shel Aviv is a grass who Toiv Mazria Zera Liminehu. The next words of the Pasuk, Veloy Lechoitzi Shichva Zera Levatola Ki Im Biminoi Dafka. It means it'll keep you on the straight and narrow. If a person fully sees the Demus Diyuknoi Shel Aviv, it's Ki'ilu he took for himself a medicine. In Asaph, that will guarantee that his children will be liminehu, will be their own kind, meaning that he'll have good children. They will not deviate. They will not go off the path. They will stay on the straight and narrow. In other words, a person sees the Demus Yigdash Al Aviv, it's a skula to be a Yarei Shemayim, and being a Yarei Shemayim has many nafgaminis, has many ramifications, especially that he'll raise a family that are Yireim Ushleimim. Vorachayim. Okay, Vorachayim Kosav, Ish, he brings another diuk. He writes, Ish imo viov tirov yeshav, so in the big parashas Kedoshim to you. And then it says, Ish, the beginning parashas, what's the pasuk? Kedoshim to you. Beginning parashas Kedoshim. And then the next pasuk is Ish imo v'yav tirov yeshav soisai tishmaru. So in parashas Kedoshim, we bring together kedusha with Ish imo v'yaviv tirohu. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, what is the significance? Tam smichos mitzvah zu lemitzvas kedoshim nischavin limos to be meramis gam kein geder la'arayos v'hu al derech mamorim zatzal shedoshu v'posek v'yafuzu zeroye yodov midei avir Yaakov. Your arm should fight for you, that are derived from the mighty one Yaakov. What does that mean, that your arm should expand? Your arms should expand, which come from the mighty Yaakov. When Eishes Paitifar grabbed, she overcame Yosef. It was dispersed. He was able to get rid of her arms to distance himself. So this is basically the thing over here, is that what a person has in his mind, kedoshim to you, the way a person will come lidei kedusha is ish imo v'aviv tirahu, to always have in your mind the image of your mother and father. Have the demus diyukno, and the demus diyukno of your parents, and for this, by extension, of your rabbi, the one that you have respect for, that will keep you in a state of kedusha, kedoshim to you. That's why they're juxtaposed.
I think Rashi, I'm not sure, the Zohar Kodesh writes, he interprets these words, the Zohar that the Zohar did come out with 10 fingers.
It's a medrash.
He lost the
10 tipos.
And other children, besides the Zohar.
He was meant to have 12 children because 10 tipos of Zera came between his fingers, so he lost the medrash.
Right.
So that's why Yizaru, the Zera came between the medrash. V'shamati m'sheman she'emes ki diyuknon ha'aviv tagbir koyach hakedusha b'ben. So whatever this means is that the image of the father adds kedusha to a child. V'simnoehu mivo el hatiuv, it prevents a child, rachmana litzlon, from doing something that is detestable. V'hu oimroy semoich l'mitzah sarai, that's why they said it's in next to Lemitzvah Harayos, Ish Imo Vyav Tirahu. In order, if a person is Mechazik himself with the Demus Tiyukna of his parents, he will be prevented from doing an Aver Lezek Misha Takva Yitzroy. Therefore, if a person has a problem with the Yitzahara, Yitzayer Bein Einov Yoyladov, a person should think about his parents, Vyil Lemesh Nefesh, and will hold him to an Aver.
So, not Dafka, a father, even a mother.
Mother as well, that's right. Kiyotze Bezek Kosav Achidah Bitsiparin Shamir, name of a Sefer.
Is a section
in the Sefer. Okay, so it says a person should bring up the image of his parents. Okay, I by extension was saying, I've heard this mother, by extension it means that today we don't have such creative minds where you can always picture your parents. You need a little help, and the ultimate help is you have a picture, a portrait on the wall, so you always see the image of your parent, and that definitely can help a person remind him not to do an avera. Okay, Devarim Pshutim. Okay, next halacha, next concept. Are you allowed to put a mezuzah in a mezuzah case? Okay, ridiculous question, right? If you don't put a mezuzah in a mezuzah case, it's going to get ruined. But he says over here from the Gra, this is a shocking Gra, which we're going to see some say is a mistake, that you're not allowed to. You have to put the mezuzah directly on the doorpost. Wrapping the mezuzah in plastic, and then wrapping it in a case, and nailing it onto the door is a chatzitza. So you're not yaitz in the midst of the mezuzah. Obviously, that's not the halacha, but let's see what it seen this. I've seen people go, and they have it in plastic, though, and they nail it. They nail the plastic right into the wall. Let's see. Bepischei tshuva kasav. What?
The plastic would be a chatzitza.
Yeah. So what's the difference? I don't know. Obviously, this is not lahalach. Let's see what it says. Bepischei tshuva kasav behan hogas. It's written in this sefer. a record of the customs of the Gra. Behan Hogas Hachosid Hagra Zeichel Levracha. Kosaf Lo Yichre Chamezuzah Beklaf. Do not wrap it in parchment. Maybe parchment is more significant than plastic. In saran wrap, whatever it is. Do not wrap the mezuzah in a piece of parchment. Uchedoyme Shelo Yehi Choytzeitz Bein Hamezuzah LeMezuzah Sabayis. There should not be a chatzitz between the mezuzah and the entranceway. Bitzorich Ian, because obviously no one does this, no one follows this. Bishut Maharam Shik, Kosav Lavar, Minag Oilam Lichrecha Mizviklaf, Ayin Shem, he says Oilam, obviously that's not the Minag Oilam, he acknowledges that no one follows this. Uvarcha Shulchan came recent times, Kosav Shadiri Hagrahim Temar Abasi. The Orcha Shulchan writes that these words of the Gruv, it's really true that he said this, it was his custom, is something which is a wonder. No one can make any sense out of this. Lavad, besides the fact, Shakol HaPoy, and everyone disagrees, there's no place that you can find that says that you have to do it like this. First of all, how are you going to get the mezuzah on the wall then? What are you going to do? You got to put on with nails, so you can have a bag of nail through the mezuzah. You'll pass on the mezuzah. You know what I have, you know.
I tell you that if you walk around in the ghetto,
chisel a hole into the stone.
They have cutouts.
Cutouts, okay.
Jews live because every half
okay.
Door
has it, right. So there's an obvious answer. The obvious answer, it's no big deal. You chisel, they had stone, you have even wood. You just chisel out a little cavity in the wood and you push the mezuzah into the door. What's the big deal?
Right.
Right, and put a piece.
Ah, you need another carpet. You just put.
It means like a kvittel.
That is called likvaya. Yes,
right. Yeah.
What?
Is that called likvaya?
Likvaya, yeah, likvaya hamezuzah. Make a groove. You make a groove because you can't take a nail and bang it. Because if you take a nail and banging it in, you're going to damage the mezuzah. You'll make the mezuzah puzzle. And gluing ilchor is the same chatzitza. You're going to have glue. I don't know, maybe glue is not so bad, but it's saying glue also possibly will be a chatzitza. Okay, but he brings over here, Kashukun says, the Vitim Lavash, the Kolapoys, the Kin, Od Kosh, the Sheikh, Yikva, Mismonim, the Mezuzah, Atzma, Mashaikh, Chatzitza, Hakol, Bodla, Hakosel. It's all bottled to the wall. The case is bottled to the wall. Umi garua haniyor shamzuza karucha ba o hashifatheres shal eitz o shal mateches. Just like we all wrap a mezuzah in a piece of plastic, so too putting it in a case is the same exact thing. It's all bottle. Now eitzim way avonim shal etzim mezuzah habayis ubor shashamea shama v'to. So the Aruch HaShulchan says they have no choice but to say there's a mistake. The person who recorded this minig from the Gra did not write his minhagin. Someone recorded it. Whoever recorded this minig, obviously he made a mistake. There's no such thing. Now, where does it come from? Where did it come? How does it relate to this daf? Because this daf, I didn't learn the daf yet, but I'm just guessing, because the daf of here says it with al. And there's a question, it says in the pasuk al, does al mean literally upon, would be al mesech uvibiyur, al mesech the mezuzah mibalot baderech hamunah, kosta b'shem hachazanish, shemi oylem loy omar kei nagro, the aim el ato, same exact thing, it's a mistake. The Gra never said such a thing. Whoever recorded this in the Hanhogos is mistaken. Shemibab mitziyah mavu lehegyah, shenaystim ha It's a Mishnah in Masechta Taharos, in Masechta Kelim. And Masechta Kelim talks about a mezuzah, talks about a mezuzah case. It's a kana, it's a reed. And this Mishnah is quoted in Masechta Bava Mitzia, where it also talks about a kana, a reed. In ancient times, before they had this new technology, all these different sophisticated mezuzah cases, they would take a reed and they would put the mezuzah in the reed and hang the reed on the post of the door. So you see that it was the time of the Gemara, there's no question that it's mutter. Or with Sefer Emek Baracha, same thing. El hisik shabedvar v'mistama ahim al pi kabbalah umisoid Hashem liyreyav. There's halacha and there's kabbalah. So if you're not into any kabbalah, stay away. These are not for us. The schoolas yisrael kastav shadavas that told the mash shadana besugin. So what does this have to do with the daf yomi? So he says it comes from the daf. It says in the daf. It says the words al. And the Gemara has a discussion that al, does it mean on literally, or there can be a chatzitza? Al hainu besamach, near, does al mean near, or does al mean al mamish? Ulchein sover hagrosh hamezuzah tzricha liyos dechatila mamish al hamezuzah in the post. Shreinemar al mezuzos beisecha. The Evsher the hainu al mamish. Uchidas hatoisis besugish shekol mokom shreinemar al hainu mamish al. The Chosavtam al mezuzos beisecha. Al means literally upon the post. ulchein therefore tshichem sheguf haklaf hamezuzah yiga bemezuzah sadelas, the parchment of the mezuzah must make physical contact with the post. Does it mean, yeah,
by, you know, Babodoli Olam, do you have to, I mean, how do you have to do it? I mean, do you have to, like, hold them up to the doorpost at the time?
Or near the doorpost. Near the doorpost.
Door exactly.
What does it mean, Uvadelis?
Exactly.
Literally on the door, near the door.
Right.
Same idea. Uchvari here, Bezeham Aram Shik, Vahadivri Malkiel, Ela Shem Aram Shik, Docharai Zo, Kevin Shabbatayas Mavur Sha'al Hainu Mamish, Ela Imkin Yeshva Lem Al Besamach. Even Taisvis, I didn't learn the Taisvis, but even Taisvis that seems to indicate that Alan's literally upon acknowledges that it's only when you have no other option. But if there's an indication that Al means near, then it also can mean near. Lufi zeh, near shagam zeh, covered ham mitzvah, lios ham mezuzah, nechreches, beklaf, oi biniyor, veafilu tfilin shehem, bebatim, halacha lemosh mesinai, shahiyu nechlochem. So it's a chiddish. He says, since we have a halacha lemosh mesinai, that the parshiyos of the tfilin are wrapped in a piece of parchment before they're put inside, so it's not so far-fetched to say there's nothing wrong with taking the mezuzah and wrapping it as well in a piece of parchment before you nail it to the door. It's interesting, Nogei Chanukah. This is very, it's really Nogei Chanukah. It's Chanukah, we have the Ig Mikra, then you're supposed to put the menorah on the other side of the door. The mezuzah is on the right, and the Chanukah menorah is on the left. And we discussed this last week. There are so many opinions on how to light the Chanukah menorah from left to right, right to left. Called pinashat apudli el yamin. Is it along the perpendicular to the door? Is it along the width of the door? And one of the major issues is exactly how close to the door post must the ner be lit. Does that mean the menorah? Does that mean the ner itself? And you do get a sense, we learned this last week, you do get a sense that there's a desire to put the ner that you light to be literally as close to the post of the door as possible. That fits very well with this idea that if you're putting the mezuzah, there's an inyan, there is such an inyan, at least from what it says in the Gemara, we don't know if this is correct, that to put the mezuzah to the post as close as possible, to the degree where you shouldn't even wrap it up in a piece of plastic, it should be literally in contact. There's also a desire, it's clear, that the Ner Shel Chanukah should be lit as close as possible to the post of the door as possible. Me'ikar Hadin. Of course, we don't do this in Chutz L'Aretz, and Eretz Yisrael do this a little bit. They put it on the doorpost, we put it on the window, but you do see there is something obviously to it.
Precedence for actually putting it right on, not some of it, is the chotzo nalo me'al raglo. You can't even be wearing a sock, or even they wash the foot to make sure it's not even.
No chatzitza. But it could be those are hidurim. It could be those are not ma'akev. Those chumas of wearing a sock.
Like it's ma'akev.
They
print out halachas.
Yeah, they make us make
it.
Okay.
Showcase of
how to do it. Okay, but not everything that they do is so ma'akev. Okay. Chalitza. Chalitza, the man may not be wearing socks when the woman takes off the shoe.
Uh-huh.
No socks. What? When the woman pulls off the shoe. You can watch it on YouTube. If you want to watch the chalitza, I've seen there are some videos you can search online. You can see videos of the chalitza. Real chalitza.
Really?
Yeah, real chalitza. Real chalitza. No socks.
What if he wants to marry him? They want to get them. They're not allowed.
Well, not necessarily can they. The Sfardim, I've heard that in rare cases they allow it.
Really?
Sfardim traditionally allowed chalitza. It's a mitzvah. Ashkenazim never allowed it.
Right.
Because they go one with the approach of the hospital, Shem Shemaim, if it's not Shem Shemaim, then it's Yibin Pagea, then Erva, it's incest. Achois Ishtai.
Yibam.
Sfardim allowed it. But in modern times it appears that even among the Sfardim it's not done. It's they try, but there are exceptions I've heard.
The guy was so overwrought and overcome.
I would marry her
if I could.
And his wife overheard
it. Too loud, his wife went ballistic. Are you crazy?
Polygamy. Okay. Could you imagine that? Just what you need, all right? Okay. Hanochas tilin al sh... What? Hanochas... Well, you know the joke. The boy has to marry more than one girl because he can't survive with just one. With one shver. Can make a parnasa.
No,
Hatter for what? More than one girl. Can make a parnasa with one. Hanochas tefillin al sha'in hayad. Do you have to take off your watch when you put on your tefillin? So not necessarily. You don't necessarily have to take off your watch. It's a nice thing to take off your watch, but there are people I've seen that do not take off. It's not. Yeah.
Tov Kuf Zion brought down from the Mishnah Brura that you're allowed to wrap it around the tefillin around the watch.
Around the watch, yeah. You do not have to take off. It's a bediyavet. It's not popular today. It's not. You're not gonna. Yeah, let's see. Bishut b'shulchan aruch pasuk mechaber lo yidav chaytzeitz bein tefillin lebesaro. It goes without saying that the tefillin shal roish, tefillin shal yad, that there may not be a chatzitza. Loy shon shnal shal yad of loishon shal roish uveramor chaytzeitz v'kosav v'davka b'tefillin. The Ramah writes only the bias itself, but the ritzuos of the shal yad ain lehakpid. Ulam the Mishnah Beruda Kosav Shem Achrayim. Maybe quoting from the Rashba, Shein Lahak Lerak B'Makam Haki Lahak Lerak B'Makam Har Kerichos. Only where you wrap the ritzuos around your arm, there is where you could be makel, but not around your head. Right, if you cannot wear a toupee, he'll say.
Wrist, yes.
Right, but not around the muscle. There, the part where you're actually fastening it to your arm, that it may not have a chatzitza. Cause Hashem Achonim Shein Lachal Rak Mokam Hakirichetz Avul Mash Shach LeHakashira, but the part that you need to fasten the bias to the actual arm, Yesh LeHachmir. After Ritzuos Bein Bishal Yad Bein Bishal Roish V'Kosu Toichachas Megula, it's an open rebuke. Al Hamanichim Hatfilin Al Gabei Peyanochris, a toupee. Anyone that wears a toupee, if you're George Washington, and you wear a nice toupee with curly hair,
women want to put on the phone.
A shaitel. A woman may not wear a tefillin on a shaitel.
It's not allowed to wear one. It's not allowed to wear one, a toupee, Balida.
No, if you're wearing a toupee, you're not allowed to put the tefillin on a toupee. Even the ritzuah, you have to pay on only part of your hair. Not. It's not so simple. People have implants today. People want to look good. They have these high tech.
But that's already
it's part of your guf. It's not so simple. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. It's not
so
simple.
It's already permanent.
People are very wealthy. People are always asking. That's the question. They always ask Trump. Because you're here for real, right? Do you remember Ted Koppel? Ted Koppel, I haven't heard from him in already a decade. What happened to him? He fell off. He's still around? I haven't heard. So I remember years ago when he retired. Okay, so they had. I saw either online or I saw on television. They had some like goodbye party for him, and they had a very and he was very candid, and he was. They were asked, "What's the question you get asked the most?" And he said the number one question he gets is my hair for real? He had a full head of hair. Ted Koppel, he was already in his upper 70s then, at that point in time. And he said the number one question is my hair for real?
Trump also?
What?
Trump also has a hair for real.
Just don't ask him for a signature.
No, but hair transplant, that's part of the... It says,
all right, but whatever the story is, so it says here, it's not so simple. If a person has a toupee, an implant, all these type of new high-tech attachments, it can very well be a chatzitza. I don't know the answer. You'll say it's bottled to the guf. Maybe yeah, maybe not. The shot, Karen Ledovid, Herich, Little Es, Nidin, Zebemashad. Now, what's the inyan? What's the question? It says, V'sharatim lo'os al yodecha. What does it mean, al? Same issue. This staff has a discussion. Does al mean literally upon, or does al mean samuch, in the vicinity?
So we want to say that who says that he put tefillin on top of a tupei in a yoytze? When it says in the pasuk, "Ksharatam laos al yodecha," al means besamuch. It just means get it attached. It doesn't necessarily mean in physical contact. It should be resting upon your hand. Who says as one to say that you're not yoytze the mitzvah? Not so simple. So b'shut keren l'david herich lidlas nidin zeh b'mashu gana b'sugin im al haynu mamish oy b'samach shalafi zenechlaku b'bir mashat her amu k'shar tom l'os al yedecha ayin shom b'aricha. So it's one is not, you can't go paskin or off the bat that you're not yoytze if you put tefillin upon a toupee. It could very well be that there is a mokum to be lenient that the person indeed is yoytze.
Al is only referring to the
So this is a very good question. How do you say with regard to the Shal Rosh, they're the Hayu? So do we compare the Shal Yad to the Shal Rosh? I don't know the answer. It's a good question, a very good question.
Well, the Mishnah
Wall, that's awesome. The Mishnah Bruce just shouldn't be too much. Shouldn't be a chup.
Belarious.
But not everyone agrees. Some hold look a nazir. A nazir is allowed to wear tefillin. We want to discuss this. A nazir can wear tefillin even though he has very long hair, more than 30 days. So it's not so simple. I remember Rav Hudner, until he was very old, he had not just a full hair head, he had a chup. Rav Gifter, but at the very end of his life, he had very short hair. But you look at the pictures in his when he was in his prime. You look at the picture, he had a chup, much more Rav Hudner. And there's a story that someone said. Someone actually asked him, "How are you allowed to have such long hair?" It says in the Mishnah Berurah that if you have such long hair, it's shachatz and gaiva. So I think he basically said that we don't pass like that in Mishnah Berurah.
Not I'm calling you out on that.
Something along those lines. Okay, exactly. Mind your own business. Someone recently told me a story. He was at a simcha, and the caterer said to him, "Rav Hudner, what about mincha? What about mincha? You have to daven mincha. When are you going to daven mincha? It's getting late." So he said to him, "Mincha is between me and Hashem. It's none of your business. Don't give me mussar. Don't give me mussar when I should daven mincha. Mind your own business. Things between, and not everything private. They are private things in life." All right. Let's go to the next topic. Next topic, Tainus Bishkishros Sefer Torah Shenofa.
The current Sklenner Rebbe,
yeah.
When people come to put on tefillin for the mitzvah, you ask them if you could see a chup, he said, "First shave it off and..."
Okay, to each his own. Tainus Kisharoha Sefer Torah Neufel Rachmana Litzlan, if a Sefer Torah falls down, is one required to fast. So he has something very interesting. Okay, the site over here is, I'll just tell you this before we go through the words, is the only ones that have to fast Me'ikar Hadin, if a Sefer Torah falls down, are the people that are responsible for it not falling down. The Gabbai. If you give Hagbah to a person that you know can't pick up the Sefer Torah, the Gabbai has to fast Me'ikar Hadin. What business, where's your seichel in giving Hagbah to a person that can't pick it up? He's the one that did Hagbah has to fast. He should have enough seichel not to Hagbah. The person in charge of putting back the Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh. If you're the Gabbai, you have a responsibility to make sure that it's secure in the Aron HaKodesh. If you come back the next day, you see the Sefer Torah is on the floor, who was the one that was responsible? But if you're in the audience, if you're in the Beis HaKnesses and someone does Hagbah and the Sefer Torah falls down, now the minig is to fast.
Yes.
But it's not in Ikar Hadin. Because if you're in the audience and you're sitting, you're just a guest, you're in the Beis HaKnesses and the Sefer Torah falls down, I'm not responsible for this. The Gabbai. Why was he giving Hagbah to a person that can't do Hagbah? Why did the person do Hagbah when he can't carry Hagbah? Those are the people that are responsible to fast, not the bystanders. The minhag ha'olam is that anyone that actually saw it fall down should fast. So if you have a very large shul, this happens, this unfortunately it happens, but if you're in a shul and there are people that are milling about in the back room, right? It's a little crazy, so they come late and they're in the coffee room over there, well, they're not not paying attention. They're watching. They're texting in the middle of davening, and all the way in the front, Rachman Litzlan and Sefer Torah fell down for tenths of a second. It happened to fall down, and the people in the back did not even see it fall down. They do not have to fast. The Minhag Olam is going to include the people that saw it fall down. Just because
what's
you
the shot?
Just that's the minhag olam. Minhag olam is you only require the minhag olam in the so there you have to what the ikar hadin is. The ikar hadin is only the people that were responsible. The one that got hugged, the one that was carrying the Sefer Torah. By extension, we require the people that saw it fall down. And the people that were in on premises that were there but did not actually see the bezoyon of the Sefer Torah on the floor do not have to fast,
why
but of course they should give tzedakah.
Drops the Sefer Torah, how many days?
One day. There's a rumor 40 days. No. You don't do that. It's sakonis nefashis.
I said that time, I told you because of the Shia that time and RJJ, there was a Torah that time.
Yeah.
Bounced off the shulchan.
Yeah.
But it was watching.
So what happened?
Rav Moshe, they ran to him immediately and he asked everybody where he gave a sock based on where he was standing when it happened.
Yeah.
You know, the proximity to the
proximity
bima,
to the bima.
That you could have seen it if you saw it, if you had your back there. Not everybody saw it happen, and everything was based on. But he handed out some pretty stiff sentences, so to speak, to the people who felt more responsible.
Uh-huh.
Letting it be on the shulchan, and when they were dancing, and the floor shook, it bounced off the shulchan.
How much did he hand out?
I don't know the maximum that he gave, but it was more than one day for a lot of people.
Wow. Okay, let's read what it says. Bishut Imre Eish Kosav Lohavi Smach Godol Leminag Zel Lechayiv Betainis Gam Roye Nethilas HaSefer Torah. Not only the person that dropped the Sefer Torah, but anyone that saw the Sefer Torah fall down, even though they're not responsible. Mei Yerushalmi B'Saita Shevi B'Taisus V'Sugin. That comes into the staff. It's quoted by Taisus. Aror. To be cursed, Asher lo yakim es divrei hatorah hazos v'chi yesh torah nofelas. What do you mean, Asher lo? The person does not pick up this Torah. V'chi yesh torah nofelas. Shimon ben Yakim oimei. You know what it means? Zeh hachazon shehu oimei. Yes, it refers to the chazan, the overseer shehu that's standing there. Now, what does it mean? The perush Raman al Torah. What does that mean exactly? So Raman explains what this gemara means. Shehu Suleimar. Hachazon, haynu hamisasek bebeis haknesses, she'enu meikiv es hasefer Torah lehamidon kitignon shelo yiplu. So the chazon means the person that's in charge. Or war, ashelo yokum es divrei ha-Torah hazos. If you are responsible to make sure that the sefer Torah is secure and does not fall down, and you fail in your responsibility, then you have to fast. You are cursed, and to cleanse yourself from this curse, you need to fast. Lefi perush zeh. A person puts the Sefer Torah back into the Aron, Shloki Tikuno, the Aide Zenophon and falls down, Afilu Bishoigek, Kemoi Hachazon Shakos of Haraman, Harehu Bichlal Orur, the Imkain. Now we can understand the extension. Mishanophal Sefer Torah Miyodo, Shiasamates, Lissakin, Shiats, and Bichlal Orur, the Bichlal Baruch, and therefore a person who Sefer Torah from his hands falls, if he wants to remove himself from the curse, he has to fast to do tshuva. Ulefi zeh yitochein shebebnei zeh mufursam shemiblu sefer Torah lefnei rabim sheyisanu kulam. Why should the entire shul fast? Ki kol echad liboy noikvay ulay im haya mashkia chetev haya yachol hachzik shlo yipol aretz kmo binyan hachazon shuhu ein make him sefer Torah al mishpata v'nafal aretz. If a person was really paying attention to the davening, then you would have made sure that it would not fall. When the guy is passing around the bima, if I had been fully concentrating, I would have noticed that he's not holding it right. I would have straightened it out. I would have stopped him and prevented this thing from falling. People are bothered. I saw they gave Hagbah to a person that really should not take Hagbah. I really should have went up and either told them don't do it, or I should have stood there to help him out to make sure it does not fall down. If you see, oh no, who did this gabbai? The gabbai is on vacation. He's in Florida. So they have a kid serving as a gabbai. And the kid doesn't know what he's doing, and he gives gabbai to one of his friends. 13-year-old kid, a weakling, and you're sitting in shul and you see a disaster unfolding in front of your eyes, you're responsible. You should have stepped up to the bima and said, no. Don't give this person gahagba, or at least let me help him do the hagba. So from that came the minuk. Everyone in the Beis HaKnesses that saw this tragedy has to fast, because if they really would have been paying more attention, they would have prevented it from happening.
What happens? Somebody all of a sudden that's weak for me.
Yeah. Sometimes. Okay, so it's an accident, but it's still an accident. It's still the person who drops the Sefer Torah has to fast. That's the halacha. Let's go further. Ulam b'shul divrei chayim misans kosav she'ein mikan rai. That's not a rai. El lagabai. He disagrees. He's not so strict to be machmir. El lagabai v'chazan haknesses she'ein acharayim u'darazen. That's not necessarily so. People are not responsible. The attitude in the Beis HaKnesses is mind your own business. There's a gabai. There's a rabbi. They're in charge. Mind your own business. If they are responsible, she'ein acharayim u'darazen v'chumeichim u'zesh nischabim b'hagbos sefer Torah she'yotzah atakol mitachas yodav avol l'shara kohol. He disagrees, it's not the responsibility. So he gives another, he doesn't say what the reason is. Maybe it just means that if you saw the tragedy, it means Hashem is speaking to you. If you were present and you saw everything that you see, Hashem is speaking to you. If something happens, there's a message, Hashem wants you to fast. But it's not because that you are responsible. Ad Sha'ata Shalani, before you ask me, Im Haroya Chayav Lhasan is Serchat Lishal Al Iker Adin Ma Shebor Lucho Lucho La Mamoin Yisrael Shemit Shahoya Beyond the Sevitar Rabbin Lafo Chayav Lhasanos. Ain't the Mefush Mithalmud Piske Gedulay Kamoy. So a person asked him this question. I was in shul. I saw a Sefer Torah fast. Do I have to fast? So the Chidah says, you're asking me the wrong question. The better question is, does the person who dropped the Sefer Torah, does even he have to fast? Where? Show me your Gemara. Show me a source in Chazal that says, if you drop a Sefer Torah, you are required to fast. After we have a source for fasting, if you yourself drop the Sefer Torah, then we can discuss the question if you only saw it fall. So he's quoting from different sources. Amnam, Minag Yisrael, Shagam, the Chidah goes on to say, it is the Minag Yisrael, Shagam, Yiblu Biyodoy Hatfilin Misane. The Chidah acknowledges that it's the Minag, not only do you fast for a Sefer Torah, you even fast if the tefillin fall on the floor. The kol shekein mi sheibol miyodai sefer Torah. The shagam svaru hu shetzorach kapara shabo zilzul sefer Torah al yodai lo nispar b'dev yashas v'apaiskim yishonim. But there's no mukar. Now, as far as fasting for tefillin falling on the floor, so there are different minhagim. If the tefillin bag falls, l'chol hadeis the paiskim say you do not need to fast. If you have the tefillin bag, you do not need to fast. Give a quarter to tzedakah. But if the tefillin, when they're outside of the case, falls on the floor, so then there are different minhagim. I think the common minhag is not fast anymore. We're too weak to fast, so you give tzedakah. It's not the same darga as a Sefer Torah falling. But there were people.
Once a kid dropped his phone, so if this is a simin ra, you'll be able to take a dollar out of your pocket.
You have to give tzedakah. Rak. Harav Mishpatei Shmuel Yeshnoi B'nei Sin Talmud Atfilim V'Kasav Kishnoif Matfilim Yodai Shaykh B'chem Zilzol V'yamu Zal Shatfilim Shenishrifu B'zroya Tzorich L'kroya. That if the tefillin are burnt, you have to rise kriya. What? I'm not sure. They got burned while they were on your arm. I don't know what that means. What? So what does it mean then? By force. Oh, someone burnt a pair of tefillin. Okay. By force. If someone burnt a pair of tefillin, you have to rise kriya. Okay, tzach likur. It doesn't say about fasting. V'achrei shem kisefer Torah v'chi yistapek adam shemish nafal sefer Torah v'yodah lo yisaneh ad kan l'shoinai. A person who sees such a thing has to fast. Einecho haro'ois shemistavra Omar Shanoifeloy Sefer Torah Yisane, it's Mistavro, it's likely that a person Shanoifeloy Sefer Torah Yisane.
Phrased it,
Yad Lo Yisane, so it's obvious that he held that you really. You have to fast. Vizehu Poshet, Varav Maharam, Nun Chaviv, Besefer Kapos Tamarim, Kosav Smach, Letzfilin, Voloma Mershash, Kishan, Kishanayfil, Matfilin, Hu Zilzul, Ulachainu Hagul, Lisanis, Lechaper, Havain, Ayin Sham, Vodvar Bechlal, Divarav, Mishpati Shmuel, Shitzku, Shagam, Sham, Shagam, Hu Kosav, Shakishanayfil, Shaykh, Zilzul, the Ain, Tsaruch, Rayash, Hu Zilzul. It's drum shooting. There's certain things you don't need to find in books. There are certain things that are obvious. I remember about a certain person, so the Sefer Torah fell. Sefer Torah was in shul, the Sefer Torah fell. So someone told me about him later on that he saw that when the Sefer Torah fell, that's what he said to me. No, it fell. To me, you know, this person who told this to me was a Talmud Chacham. He's a really Yerush Shemayim. And he said to me, you know, so I saw it fall on the floor. I saw what was happening. All right, I felt bad. I figured, oh no, I have to fast now. There was another Talmud Chacham in the room. There was another Talmud Chacham in the room that was present, and this minion, and he said to me, he literally turned white. Very few times in his life did he see a person turn white. You know, they have a healthy complexion, and you turn white. And he said, I then got scared, not because of the Sefer Torah. I was afraid this person would pass out and we wouldn't know what to do. And then during the day, it really struck him. Look at the difference between me and him. When everyone in the shul fell. Oh, it fell. I have to fast. What's going to be lunch? What's going to be inconvenience? Next case. And a person that has true Yirah Shemayim, a person who's a holy person, turned white. It says a lot about the person. It shows where you're holding in life. It just holds where you come from. If you have the koyach to turn white, when it's not something you can actually you can't turn white. It's either you do turn white or you don't turn white. It takes a lifetime to train yourself to be a Yorei Shemayim, where you'll reach a Madrega where it's natural you'll turn white. And he says, this is what bothers. They told me, this is what bothers me. Ad Hayom Hazeh. Why? I know that when the Sefer Torah will, if it will chashom fall down, I won't turn white. I won't turn white. I'm not on that Madrega. Why am I not on that Madrega? Why can't I do something to bring myself to that Madrega where I would turn white? And I'm the Kane, that person that turned white, because we see who he is. We see where he's holding. Okay, it's a Musa Haskell.
The same way, Torah dropped in his shoe. He couldn't stop the mouth. He started crying and crying.
Who's the rabbi?
When the Sefer Torah fell?
Okay, we'll stop here. Take a short break.
A couple of years.
That's awesome.